is Stinchfield, the podcast. It is so great to be along with you today as we go through all of this. And I will tell you, one of the main things that is the most important that you know is panic has not set in with the radical faction of the Democrat Party. This is all a plan. And the mainstream media is part of the radical faction of the Democrat Party. Joe Biden was set up. They are carrying out their plan to oust Joe Biden. Now, the deep state of the Democrat Party, the establishment, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, they love Joe Biden. They love what he's doing. They can pull his strings. He's an empty suit. They know he's an empty suit. They want him there. Yes, their concern is holding on and winning, but they know upending the race this way may not be good for anybody, by the way. This would not be good for President Trump, if Joe Biden steps down. It would not be good for Democrats. It would not be good for Republicans in general. So this is a lose-lose if Joe Biden steps down, because we're far enough along, and now we know that Joe Biden is the easiest one to beat. So what did we see today? We saw President Trump's campaign team out there pushing all of the polls that show President Trump beating Kamala Harris, beating Pete Buttigieg, beating Gavin Newsom, beating anybody that they may try to put up against him. So President Trump is out there basically stumping for Joe Biden to leave him in. Now, it's a delicate balance he's got to run here, because he's got to hammer away at Joe Biden and explain why President Trump's a lot better of a choice. Easy. But at the same time, he's got to say, hey, Democrats, wink, wink, you're better off with Joe Biden than going with a Gavin Newsom, than going with a Michelle Obama, God forbid. President Trump can beat anybody, but it's going to be the easiest to beat Joe Biden. And maybe Kamala Harris would be just as easy to beat as well. Stinchfield 1776, folks, is where you can find me on social media. And don't forget, this podcast is brought to you by The Wellness Company. So grateful for them. TWC.health/grant. Now is the time to get these prescription medication kits to make them part of your emergency preparedness plan. You've got to have prescription medications on hand. God forbid all hell breaks loose and you're not ready. This is about taking the steps necessary to protect your family. Ammunition we've got, food we've got, water we've got, power generation you've got to have. You better believe you better have prescription medications. Ivermectin comes in this kit, all kinds of things. Amoxicillin, Z-Pax, you name it. TWC.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT. The website's on your screen. I urge you to go there today. All right, let's get the show started.
An unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks. So I told you, Joe Biden is a disaster. Everybody sees that. We've been telling you that for a long time. And don't think that those in charge of the Democrat Party didn't already know this. Of course they did. So when we see the media out there running, claiming that they're in panic mode and the Democrats are in panic mode, I don't think they're in panic mode at all. I've been telling you Operation Oust Joe Biden has been well underway for a while. I think the debate was a culmination of that. You had the latest debate in Democrat history, the earliest debate in Democrat history with the latest convention in Democrat history. Why? Why do they do an early debate and a late convention? Why? To give themselves time to assess and maneuver. Now, who wants to maneuver out of Joe Biden? The radicals. Remember, the radicals, under the leadership of Bernie Sanders, made a deal with the Biden administration when Bernie was to get out of the way for Joe Biden to win. The deal was 50% of Team Biden would be made up of Bernie Sanders folks. So now you've got this division inside the White House for the last 3.5 years of absolute radicals battling it out with the establishment, Pelosi, Schumer, Obama types. Battle, battle, battle. The radicals win. They see they gain power in Congress, and the radicals start to rise up against their boss, Joe Biden. This is what I think you're seeing playing out right now. Now, the mainstream media falls right into line. So they parrot literally the same night, the same time. It didn't even take, oh, look, ABC's saying this. Maybe we better say this, CBS, or NBC said this, or CBS says that. They all came out in unison. Joe Biden's got to go. I'm convinced the mainstream media is part of the radical Democrat establishment. So then you ask, is there somebody real high up calling the shots for all of this? Is there somebody gathering together on a conference call and giving the talking points for the mainstream media? I'm going to tell you no. I don't think that's how it works. I think members of the mainstream media at the highest levels know what they have to say. From talking to these people individually, they start to garner and gather what the plot is, and they know from their point of view what they have to do to institute the coup. And I think that's what we're watching. So when they say, oh, everybody's panicking, I don't think everybody's panicking. I think what you're seeing is the plot playing out, the media knowing exactly what they have to do to push that plot in the direction of trying to oust Joe Biden, and that is exactly what they're doing. So I was watching Meet the Press today, and Meet the Press summed this all up perfectly, not by telling you, but by what they say proves what I'm telling you is true. I want you to watch the beginning of Meet the Press. It's talking point 101, what we've been seeing over the last 4 days. It is the Mockingbird media.
It is yet another extraordinary moment in the 2024 election cycle, with Democrats in a state of crisis after President Joe Biden delivered a disastrous debate performance that fueled voters' top concerns about his age and ability to serve another 4 years in office. Not since the first Nixon-Kennedy debate in 1960 has a debate had as much potential to shake up a presidential race.
So I think the only one in crisis today is Joe Biden himself. I think the radicals that have infiltrated his White House and that he cozies up next to, I don't think they're in chaos. I think they're smiling, saying this is going exactly according to plan. We're going to either force his cabinet to exercise the 25th Amendment, which I don't think they're going to be able to do. I don't think the 25th Amendment is going to be exercised here. Or they're going to be able to put enough pressure using their henchmen in the media to get Joe Biden to step down. Now, we hear today in the New York Times reports that Joe Biden's family huddled, says he's not going anywhere. He's going forward. Barack Obama sticking up for Joe Biden. See, the problem with Joe Biden leaving, unless it's Kamala Harris, I'm not sure how much power Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, George Soros will have over the next candidate. It could be a crapshoot for them. I mean, Gavin Newsom may be willing to make a deal with them and give them ultimate power as the puppet master. But Gavin Newsom doesn't need a puppet master like Joe Biden does. Joe Biden is incapable of making any decisions, either because it's dementia or because he's just plain dumb. So again, we get back to this idea that I do not believe that the Democrats, by and large, are in chaos. I think they expected this, they knew this, and in many respects, the plan is playing out for most inside the Democrat Party. The only guy that's in chaos right now is Joe Biden because he's being used, okay? He's the pawn, and now he's being kicked around. Let's continue this Meet the Press because it's interesting.
This morning, there is widespread panic within the Democratic Party and questions about whether the president should drop out of the race.
I think it was a disaster. I think it was like maybe the worst debate I've ever seen in my entire life.
I do think people feel like that we are confronting a crisis.
There are going to be discussion about whether he should continue.
At first it was shocking, then it was scary, then it was sad, and by the end it was absurd. Is the riskiest path sticking with Joe Biden, or is the riskiest path saying we want someone else? And anybody who says that that is not a tough call right now is full of
So he's right. Now those dorks sitting around the table there are all former Obama staffers. Team Biden comes out on Sunday and says those people are whiners. In the New York Times, they're quoted as saying, quit with the weeniness, and they attack them there. Now, Joe Biden does not want to attack that group of podcasters. Okay, that's the last group. He needs them. You don't want to turn on them. But those podcasters turned on Joe Biden. Now they said, and this is the key, for those who don't think it's a tough call between stepping down and sticking it out, you're full of shit. You better believe it is a tough call. And I'm going to tell you right now, from a Republican standpoint, the last thing we want is Joe Biden stepping down. First and foremost, Joe Biden stepping down or not running or saying continuing his presidency, but saying he's not going to run. All of the focus will come off of President Trump and go on the complete craziness that is going to happen inside the Democrat Party for them to find a nominee, if it's even legal for them to do so. That's another problem here, by the way. The Heritage Foundation has a few states on their list, like Georgia, Nevada, and I believe Wisconsin, that it's very difficult to put a new candidate on the ballot after the people of their state have already voted. In law, it's almost impossible unless they die. That's three very important swing states. That has to be considered. Then there's the argument that if the state doesn't have laws, it becomes even more difficult because it's unclear and the legal challenges will be wild. So these are things the Democrats have to worry about. I think in the end, the best course of action for the Democrats, if I was to give them advice, you've got to stick it out with Joe Biden. You hope that you can convince your base that they hate Trump so much that they'll vote for a cadaver that's oozing formaldehyde, knowing full well that he's going to step down. And then who do you have as president? Kamala Harris? Ay, ay, ay. Here's what ought to happen. Joe Biden ought to pick a new, I can't believe I'm giving them advice, but Joe Biden ought to pick a new vice presidential running mate. Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, Gretchen Whitmer, Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, whoever, anybody but Kamala. And then winking a nod his way into the election, saying, I'm going to step down 6-7 months, maybe a year into the next term, and set the next person up. Kamala Harris running is brutal. Now, I'm sure Barack Obama and George Soros don't care if Kamala Harris is in. I don't think they care. They know they can control her. So these are the things they're thinking about. Now, from a Republican standpoint, what happens? From a Republican standpoint, you now have the focus coming off of President Trump. All of it is on Democrat, call it chaos at this point, if you don't have a candidate lined up or what's going to happen. And then President Trump has a more difficult time getting his message out. Now, he doesn't need to rally his base. His base is just fine behind President Trump. We got his back. It's those people that have just come over. You know, if you didn't know all your life what the Democrats were doing to you, and then you can switch like this and go for President Trump, what happens when the next shiny object shows up? I don't believe these are loyal Trump voters. They're Trump voters for the moment, and he's got to turn them into loyal Trump voters. I'm talking about all these minorities coming over. A great example of this is when the election was going crazy in 2020, and Fox News called the election, and all of those viewers flooded Newsmax, where I was at the time. They flood Newsmax. I think a few nights we did 1 million people a night. Those are huge numbers on Newsmax. Slowly but surely, we back and settled out around that 300,000-400,000 number. They all left us because they're finicky. They're not loyal. They fly back and forth. And so, yeah, they left Fox and they'll never go to Fox again. And lo and behold, they flooded back to Fox ultimately. Newsmax had a great bump, but never kept the 1 million a night viewers that they were having. So this is the kind of finickiness of the American voting bloc. And that's what I worry about if Joe Biden was to step down here. All right, I'm going to play a clip from you from David Sachs, the billionaire who's a host of All In podcast, but a super bright guy, was involved with Elon Musk on a bunch of things. He gave a great little monologue about this situation. But before I do that, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. PatriotMobile.com/Grant is where I want you to go. And I promise you, you are going to love these guys. Here's why. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They believe in the things we believe in. And the best thing is, I have one of these new Patriot One phones. It's an iPhone, mine. Do it on any phone. Patriot One plan. One phone, two lines, two networks. Talk about being prepared. This allows me to be prepared. I've got one phone, two separate phone numbers on two separate networks, different cities that have better service. I can flip back and forth. I got a business. I got two different numbers. Both numbers come into the phone. Man, oh man, it is fabulous. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. That's where I want you to go. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Do it today. Tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. Use that promo code Grant for free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. All right. This is David Sacks. I told you I'd play him. Billionaire. Talking about the current situation.
Let's just put it plainly. The Democratic Party is a collection of interests who want to remain in power. The Democratic Party is the party of government. Its goal is to allocate money and power from the government to the collection of interests who back the Democratic Party. In other words, it's basically a collection of interests who want to loot the Republic. Well, obviously, no one's going to vote for that. So they have to make it about something else. They choose a figurehead. They talk about how this is about saving democracy. They basically invent hoax after hoax, lie after lie to basically maintain their power. And I think what's happened is the mask has come off. The whole thing, the whole shell game has been revealed. It's obvious that Biden was always a puppet for these interests who are hiding behind him. And now it's all being exposed.
It's pretty brilliant stuff. Stuff we know, but maybe not just spelled out like that. Even I've talked about what the deep state is and the ruling class of government. And I've spelled it out that these are career bureaucrats that put self-interest over national interest every day of the week. But he did even better than that. Because what he said was the Democrats are the party of government. And their job is to dole the power and money that comes from government out to special interest to enrich their friends. And the hoax has been on the American people that somehow they're for them. So again, they create these hoaxes, as David Sacks says, that, oh, it's a fight for democracy. Obamacare was the other one. We're fighting for you for healthcare. When in reality, this was all about saving power for the deep state. Who best can do that for the Democrats? Honestly, the best one for the Democrats is Joe Biden. Remember, the establishment Democrats, the deep state Democrats, the globalist Democrats, they don't hate Joe Biden. They love Joe Biden. Many in the mainstream media love Joe Biden. He's doing everything they want him to do. He's destroying the country. He's expanding government. He's expanding the deep state, creating more regulations to create more power for his friends, spreading that wealth that comes out of the government to lobbyists and regulators and all kinds of things. They love Joe Biden. They don't want to see Joe Biden go. The radicals, on the other hand, don't care so much about that. They have their radical agendas they're after. It's a different set of Democrats. Climate change zealots, equity lunatics that believe that everybody should be brought down to the lowest common denominator. This is the problem of socialism and communism. So David Sacks, I believe, is spot on there when he talks about that. Now, why are the establishment Democrats fighting for Joe Biden? They want Joe Biden to stay in place because they know that if he stays in place, what happens? They continue their power grab. This is why you get Nancy Pelosi defending Joe Biden and attacking President Trump. But she attacks President Trump with such a wacky, nonsensical argument that I don't think it really is believable.
My people are very much Biden, Kamala Harris, and this is an opportunity for Joe Biden to go out there and show he has the stamina and the rest. And by the way, while the press, and for some reason they don't, there are healthcare professionals who think that Trump has dementia, that his connection, his thoughts do not go together.
Folks, Trump has dementia. We just watched an hour and 40 minutes of a dementia-ridden current president try to battle it out against a guy who appeared to me to be sharp as a tack. He was very measured, President Trump. He regulated his emotions on stage, which he had had a problem doing before, and he did it very well. And he had a couple zingers, but overall, he was focused. He had resolve. He was firm. I thought likable. He didn't act like any kind of an ass that the Democrats accuse him of acting like. Trump was great. What is she talking about? So this is what the Democrats now are asking from you. They're asking you not to believe your own eyes. No, no, no. You didn't see Joe Biden with dementia. You saw President Trump with dementia. No, you didn't see Joe Biden fall apart, stumble, stall, freeze. You know, a little Men in Black flasher? That's what they're trying to do to you. You did not see what you saw. You do not believe what you believe. President Trump has dementia. President Trump is the one who can't string his thoughts together. President Trump is the one who can't get out a sentence. They'll just tell you the exact opposite of reality. Right? And this is what they try to do. So now the fight begins over what happens here. How far does this go? Do they actually get him off? Well, I told you the Heritage Foundation is working on ways to keep him on the ballot because it is best for us to have Joe Biden on the ballot. Jason Chaffetz works with the Heritage Foundation. He also works over at Fox News, former congressman. This is what he had to say.
There's a lot of chatter right now. Should he be the nominee? Should he drop out? But I'm telling you, I started something with the Heritage Foundation, with which I do work on. I work with the Oversight Project. And about 4 months ago, we started doing a state-by-state analysis. Guess what, folks? You can't just simply drop off the ballot. Democrats don't have an automatic slot in every state that they can just swap out the names. That's not the way this Great works.
Point. No. It is not. But they're going to try to make it work that way if that's what they have to do. Now, when you look at Joe Biden, part of me says, there's no way this guy can be president. He is. There's no way he's acting in the capacity of president. I mean, he is not with it. We saw that for an hour and 40 minutes. There's no way he's going to get through another 4 years, 4.5 years, really. We're still 5 months out from the election, 6 months out from Inauguration Day. So, really? You think Joe Biden's going to get through, forget about 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 4.5 years? Not a chance. The American people know that. So if you threw all politics aside, the right thing to do is have a different candidate. But the right thing to do was to offer up that different candidate, honestly, back in 2020. Not now. And if you're going to change candidates, the time to do that was months ago, before all the caucuses and the primary started. Not now. People have voted. You're going to take away their vote. You're disenfranchising people. Now you're going to let a lot of fat cat Democrat bureaucrats decide who the nominee is going to be. Jason Chaffetz was on with Hannity.
Yeah, isn't it funny how the party that's preaching, oh, we got to save democracy, wants to bypass democracy, bypass all those primaries, bypass all those caucuses, and just make a decision by the party elites. But setting that aside, I worked with the Oversight Project there at the Heritage Foundation for the last 4 months. Elections are not run by the party. Elections are not run by the federal government. Elections are run by the states. Each state has a set of laws. And many of these states, about 16 of them in particular, do not allow you to replace your candidate unilaterally. You don't get to go to the convention and say, oh, Joe had a bad debate. Now we're going to put in, you know, Gavin or Gretchen or somebody else. You can't do that. If look at RFK Jr. He can't even get on the ballot on many of these states because he didn't meet the threshold in the timeline. So even if they wanted to, short of death, you cannot simply change him out.
So nobody in the media is talking about that because the radicals don't care. Why? Because they just change the rules and normally they get away with just changing the rules. You can't mail a ballot to every single person on the voter rolls without them asking. That's against the law. You can't do that. You can't have outside money pay for the election offices in certain cities to operate. You can't put drop boxes with no checks and balances and no postmarks. You can't do that. But wait, what did they do? They did all those things. And they got away with doing all those things. So you might tell them now, well, you can't do this in these states. You can't do it. They'll just say, watch us. Watch us. We'll do it. Sue us. Take us to court. And then here's the answer from the Supreme Court. You don't have standing, whoever sues. We're not going to take the issue up. You don't have standing. This is their get out of jail free card for the Supreme Court. They don't want to take on a big case. They just say the plaintiff doesn't have standing. It's what happened with every case President Trump's people brought. You don't have standing. It was really quite ridiculous. So do you think this swings the needle for Trump and Biden? In many respects, if it swings the needle, it's probably only a couple of points. And I think when the polling comes out this week, you're going to see that President Trump will gain 1 or 2 points. It'll be, you know, 48, 42, 47, 40, 43, you know, something like that. And President Trump winning, of course. And the reason it'll be only a few points is because Frank Luntz says only 4% of the voters are undecided. That gives me a little more faith because I've always said, if you're undecided right now, if you don't know who you're voting for, you're an idiot. I mean, and I'm not even saying that you have to vote for President Trump. I don't care who you vote for, and the fact that it's a free country. You vote for who you want to vote for. You vote your heart. I will do everything in my power to convince you why you need to vote for President Trump, and I'll be upset if you don't vote for President Trump, but it's a free country. Have at it. But I've said that if there were all these independents, 18% undecided, how in the world are you undecided? One is anti-freedom communist trying to destroy America. The other is trying to make America great again and restore more freedoms back into your household. How do you not know? One says government knows best. One says you know what's best. I'm going with the guy that says you know what's best. Seriously. So this is what Frank Luntz had to say about this. I'm not the biggest fan of this guy, but this is interesting.
And calls and emails and texts and WhatsApp. What's going to happen? Is Biden going to stay? And I think the answer to that is pretty clearly yes. Did this make a difference? And the answer to that is pretty clearly yes. But the difference is going to be small, and here's why. Only 4% of Americans are truly undecided. People will make the claim, I haven't made up my mind. But they will have decided against Joe Biden or against Donald Trump. They just don't know if they're going to vote for the opponent. That's not an undecided voter. It's just 4%. But where this does matter is those key swing states, and in particular, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. They matter most. At this point, Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden among the other close states, Georgia, North Carolina, that you showed right there, Arizona, and Nevada. But that doesn't take him to 270. He has to win one of those three. And I believe that when the polling is done next week, Trump will be ahead in Pennsylvania, will be ahead in Wisconsin, and will be ahead in Michigan. Not by enough to put the race away, but this debate will have an impact. And one last thing, 50 million people saw the two candidates face-to-face, side-to-side, and that has an indelible impact on how people view it. They were not happy with Donald Trump. They were even less happy with Joe Biden. And frankly, what our group said was, at the end, Joe Biden should step aside, put somebody else in there. The gentleman in your focus group said exactly what I heard. Someone younger with Biden's policies and Biden's record will get Donald Trump a run for his money. Joe Biden will not.
Which is why we want Joe Biden to stay in place. If it was 2 years ago, you heard me calling for him to be impeached and get him out. It was such a national security risk with his ties to China, his ties to Russia, his ties to all of these oligarchs overseas and all of the misdeeds and corruption that the Biden family was engaged in. I wanted him out, and the Republicans really didn't take any action on that whatsoever. Now we're 5 months out. Now it's too late. Now I say, let's stick it out. Stick it out with Joe Biden. I see a comment in the Getter chat that says Bill O'Reilly says that Biden will suspend his campaign next week. Well, we're not hearing any of that from the Biden campaign. And again, I think there's more logistics than just saying, oh, we'll replace them at the convention. There really are these state issues that have to be thought out. This is why the Obamas, you saw this, the Obamas and other top-level Democrats were huddling to figure out what to do. And what did Barack Obama come out and say? Oh, people have bad debates. If Barack Obama is leaning on the side of Joe staying in, Joe will stay in. The moment Barack Obama says Joe needs to go, Joe will go. Watch Barack Obama. He is the leader of the Democrat Party. Quite frankly, he is the shadow president of the United States right now. So we shall see how this all plays out. Obviously, it's all predictions. But in the end, I believe this. President Trump will win no matter what, but he's got an easier path against Joe Biden. That's the bottom line. So this is why President Trump, you're going to hear him talk about how he can beat all these other folks handily and try to trick them into leaving Joe Biden in place. Let's hope it works. All right, folks, don't forget grantstinchfield.com. Stinchfield1776 is the social media handle. On TikTok, it's not Grant Stinchfield. Go to the website, grantstinchfield.com. You could, all the links to subscribe to the podcast are there. Rumble channel, please. The YouTube channel, Stinchfield Speaks as well. Anywhere you can would be greatly appreciated to subscribe, like, and share. And then sign up for the email list. It's how I stay in touch with you. And it really, really is very, very helpful for me. And you get a heads up to things that we're doing on a regular basis. Stinchfield's Army Rolls, thanks to you. We will see you on the Real America's Voice show Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, as we head into July 4th, holiday week. All right, folks. See you soon.